live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Off, caught up with Jason Nealon here at LS&S. And you guys sell a variety of products, so we always like to find vendors like yourself just to talk about kind of what's new in the last year in excess technology products.
Well, right now we have a lot of new products. We brought a fair bit to the ATIA this year. I'm going to start with magnification and move into blind, low vision, some deaf and hard of hearing. Okay. In the low vision side, we do have the new coil AT Max, which is a magnifier, a set of magnifiers at 3, 5, and 7 powers that do not have a switch, and they have LED lighting. And the reason why they don't have a switch is they have two touch sensors on the handles, so they automatically go on and off as you touch them, versus a switch that wears out and breaks and lose contact over time. Sells for about $59.95. They're very popular. We have the new Optima TV glasses, which allow for distance viewing. We have a full line of Noir glasses. In the deaf, hard of hearing category, we have some new amplified phones that have full talking keypads and talking one-touch speed dials.
And what's the price on those? A lot of folks interested in that.
They start at $89.95 and they go up, depending on if you choose talking caller ID or if you'd like to have an answering machine. So there are a few different options.
Okay.
Moving a little further across the table, we also have some personal amplifiers for those that might have some hearing loss.
You mean like for television or things across the room? Or
yeah, for one-on-one conversations. Okay. We also have TV listening systems. We also have vibrating watches. We have a new talking clock that's called the MediMinder, which is very popular right now. It has 6 daily alarms that you can tag a voice memo to, just to remind somebody to take your medications or to remind you to do different activities throughout your home. And they are daily alarms, so they will go off every day. And this clock is unique that it will also, there's an alarm acknowledgement button that if you do not acknowledge the alarm, it will keep going off until you do. So for taking a medication, especially a blood pressure medication, it can be very helpful for people. We also have the Wilson, which is the newest version of the Wilson. Gives you 5.5 hours of record time. It's like the Olympus digital recorders, but it's the very, very basic version. It's got 3 buttons, record, play, and delete. Great for shopping lists or, you know, small orientation mobility. So for some directions.
Right, a lot of folks need something like that, real basic. How much is the Wilson?
The Wilson is $36.95.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so it's very cost effective. Gives you 5 hours of record time, and you can record, I think it's up to 35 minutes per message. So it gives you a lot for cooking instructions or mobility. It works very, very well.
And do you know how many total messages you can put on the device?
You know, it's 5 hours.
Okay.
So you just do the math, you know, 60 times 5 divided by 35. You can do the math.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the PenFriend? Should I cover
yes.
that?
Yes.
You are, yes. That was the most popular product of 2010.
Is your price on the PenFriend? It's a great product, actually.
Right now it's $149, but we do run specials on our website with discounts on products and free shipping.
Okay.
So the LS&SProducts.com website is always good to look at. We feature all of our new products there. There's the Step Here. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Step Here is a waypoint finding device that allows you to put transmitters in different areas.
Okay, I think we talked about that, right? So you could put a couple transmitters, you know, I think you said it was used in school environment.
Like you can use schools. It in school, post office, and malls. But this is the newest version that's also meant for outdoor use. So it's waterproof. And the version before only had 2 messages. The new version can be solar powered, battery operated, AC powered. And it has 3 messages now, so you get even more information for, you know, independent orientation and mobility.
And how much is that?
That sells for around $250. And then the other pieces, you can buy additional transmitters or receivers a la carte as needed.
Okay, gotcha.
Are you familiar with the Jensen talking clock?
Not specifically.
The Jensen is the competing product of the Moshi.
Right, that I know, but beyond that, I don't know anything about its capabilities, so tell us about it.
Well, it's very similar to the Moshi. It's completely voice-activated. It's to set the time, set the alarm, set the alarm sounds. It does have 2 alarms. It also has a built-in radio. And it also has the ability of snoozing with your voice. That could be dangerous, but it is a feature of it.
Okay, so it has a radio, right? AM, FM. It's not talking, though, is that correct?
No, the radio is not talking. It's manual.
Okay.
Then let's see what else we have here. We do have a new talking timer, which is unique to the other ones in the industry right now.
And how is that?
Well, most talking timers give you the ability of doing count up, count down, hours, minutes, seconds. What's nice about this one is it gives you a button that you can push that will tell you the exact amount of time remaining. A lot of countdown timers will say 30 minutes remaining, 20, 10, 15, 5, but they don't give you a button to see that there's a minute and 32 seconds left until you're done cooking.
Oh, very nice, yeah. How much is that?
That's about $14.95.
Okay.
And bear with me on the prices on this. I'm doing this off
right,
of memory, yep. So
gotcha.
Don't hold me 100%.
And not all of his products are here. Someone took off with a bunch of them, so we'll be fair on that.
We also have some new liquid level indicators, ones that beep, ones that vibrate. Those are, again, about $12.95, $14.95.
Very handy. You keep yourself getting burned from the coffee. I never used anything like that until I was visiting my friends, and they use it, and their fingers appreciate it.
Yes, yes. We also have a new fillet glove that's very popular. It's 18% stainless steel. Allows you to cut meat and poultry, and you will not be able to cut through the glove because of the way it's designed.
Oh, nice. How much is that?
Good question. I'll have to follow back up with you. I think it's about $15 or $20.
Okay, very good.
Then we also have some new finger guards that allow you to put some guards over your fingers so when you're cutting tomatoes or apples, you won't cut your fingers. We also have a new paring item that it's called a palm peeler that you can put in your hand. And it allows you to peel potatoes and carrots and things along those lines without hurting your fingers. We do have a new talking atomic travel clock that's about the size, it's about 6 inches by 4 inches, and it's atomic. It's $35.
And by that meaning, for folks who don't know yet, that it sets itself every day around 3 a.m. in the morning, I believe.
Yes.
With WWE. Yeah.
And then we have a lot of different, we have a new tactile measuring tape that gives you metal grommets on a material cloth tape to make it so you can easily measure things. The Countados has finally come back. It was out of the market for a while, and that's for anyone that may be diabetic that has to measure their insulin. We have some new finger tongs that are, if you can imagine a duck's beak, so it's long and it's slender and allows you to flip hamburgers. So unlike the double spatula that doesn't give you a lot of strength, the finger tongs allow you to get a really strong grip on flipping hamburgers or steaks or getting toast out of a toaster without burning your fingers. We have new hinged writing guides that are very popular. We have the Franklin Money Identifier. A lot of people are familiar with the iBill. The difference between the iBill versus the Franklin is the iBill, just like the old note teller, you have to physically put your dollar bill into
right
for it to read. Well, over time, those sensors get dirty. Units end up needing to get repaired. So their longevity isn't as good as the Franklin. The Franklin actually takes a picture of your dollar bill, or 5 or 10 or 20 or 50, and reads it to you without having to physically insert it or touch it in any way. So that's very popular. The Intel Reader, are you familiar with that?
Yes, okay. So you're selling that as well.
We're okay. Selling that as well. And then we also have a full range of new deaf and hard of hearing products.
Okay.
That would be a good recap of the new products here at LS&S.
Give your phone number and website again, Jason.
Okay, my name is Jason Nealand. The company is LS&S. Our website is www.lssproducts.com. Our phone number is 1-800-468-4789. We look forward to working with you.
And where's your headquarters?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Great. Thanks a lot, Jason. There you go, folks. If you like the overview of all the new stuff coming out, check them out, lssproducts.com. Live at ATIA 2011, it's Michael Loft for Zero Talk.